Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
From beloved side characters finally being realized in the way fans had desperately hoped for all along, to one-time duds evolving into a series-unexpected MVP. These characters were on the brink of permanent infamy, but were thankfully saved in the end. I'm Gareth from WhatCulture.com, and here are 10 movies that salvaged terrible characters. Number 10, Juggernaut, Deadpool 2. Brett Ratner's X-Men The Last Stand isn't exactly a film bursting with highlights by any means, but it did still manage to give us Kelsey Grammer's excellent Beast and Magneto's rather impressive bridge work. When it comes to the flick's many letdowns, however, there's an argument to be made that the cinematic introduction of series favourite Kane Marco/Juggernaut was up there as the most painful. Spending more time focusing on cringy one-liners, lest we forget that he is the Juggernaut, bitch, than being a formidable force that inspires instant fear in a glance, most fans happily erase this limp version of the character from their memories the minute they stepped out of the cinema. Then, hope manifested itself in the form of Ryan Reynolds' second outing as the Merc with a Mouth. During said Deadpool sequel, a Reynolds voice second coming of the character finally delivered the top-heavy Titan we'd been waiting for all along. Sure, the one liners were still there, but this time they were imbued with a sense of genuine dread. On top of this, the sight of Marco literally splitting the titular antihero in half pretty much redeemed the character all in one go. Number 9, Godzilla. 1998's Godzilla reimagining went down so badly with fans of the iconic kaiju that the character was subsequently rebranded as Zilla, with Godzilla Final Wars director Ryuhei Kitamura confessing that Roland Emmerich took the god out of Godzilla. Ouch. Staying well clear of the property when it came to live-action American offerings in the years that followed, it wasn't until 2014 when Legendary Pictures bravely attempted another stab at the much-loved monster. Thankfully, that Gareth Edwards-directed reboot of the Toho franchise went down much better with diehards and casuals alike. The film is by no means a perfect offering, with many feeling as though the story spends way too long lingering on human characters next to nobody actually gave a toss about. Yet the aspects of the feature that centered on the titular beast were far and away an improvement. This big lad impressively fighting off fellow titans and blasting them with his atomic breath helped get fans back on side, to the point where he's now popped up in two subsequent sequels and helped forge a monsterverse that shows no signs of slowing down. Number 8, Rachel Dawes, The Dark Knight. It's pretty hard to look past the two genre-defining turns given by Christian Bale and Heath Ledger when discussing the performances that stole the show in Christopher Nolan's legendary The Dark Knight epic. However, another appearance also pulled off a rather laudable feat, helping to salvage perhaps the previous film's biggest flaw. Katie Holmes is by no means a terrible actor, but she never seemed to gel with the rest of the stellar cast as she tried and ultimately failed to make Rachel Dawes feel like someone Bruce Wayne was willing to give up his cape for. Fast forward 3 years from Batman Begins, and the recasting of Dawes, with Maggie Gyllenhaal now taking up the role of Gotham City's assistant district attorney, helped reimagine the character into a much more captivating and complex person. Despite clearly making us believe in Rachel's complicated love for Bruce, Gyllenhaal was also able to convincingly make us understand her reasons for wanting to spend the rest of her life with Harvey Dent instead, before, you know, she may have only had one film to make an impact, but Maggie more than delivered the goods. Number 7, Bo Peep, Toy Story 4. Though very few fans could see the reason for returning to a franchise that had already gone out on such a unanimously well-received note, that still didn't stop those same Toy Story lovers from cramming themselves into theaters to take in the superb fourth offering from the Pixar series. Sure, some of our more cherished characters, such as Jessie, Bullseye, and many other members of the OG gang, were sidelined for much of the flick. But all was forgiven by the time another old favourite returned onto the scene. That being said, the Bo Peep that found herself in the role of fairly bland love interest to the franchise's Golden Boy in the first two entries was almost unrecognisable by the time she popped up in Toy Story 4, losing the largely obstructive frock and adopting a newfound independence in the wake of being given away. The Bo that returns to our screens is a welcome breath of fresh air, helping Woody save the day this time around and leading a collection of lost toys into a new life. Bo is undoubtedly the film's MVP, making the decision to give the character her own prequel a bit of a no-brainer, really. Number 6, Cyborg, Zack Snyder's Justice League. Though the Justice League that eventually made its way onto our screens back in 2017 was a film burdened with numerous flaws, perhaps the most depressing part came in the form of the sheer waste of Cyborg. Instead of giving this compelling new DCEU face the space he needed to connect with the audience, Joss Whedon was more concerned with having his characters crack wise and battle through numerous waves of tedious CGI goobers. Not to mention reportedly being abusive and unprofessional on set, according to Ray Fisher himself. However, by the time Zack Snyder's rejigged Snyder Cut crept onto our screens in 2021, it became crystal clear that this wasn't always the plan. Snyder's version revealed a deeply moving backstory which dove into the accident that resulted in Victor Stone's mother's death. Also, the complicated relationship Cyborg has with his father is handled with more care, with the character being given more time to organically bond with the rest of the super team and tap into the true extent of his unique array of technological powers, too. It may have taken 4 years too long, but at least we got the Cyborg we and Fisher deserved in the end.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design, thoughtful construction, and little details that make life in your space easier. And now they're bringing that comfort and style outside with their outdoor collection. Burrow's outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry stain-resistant foam cushions. As always, you get free shipping on every order. Get 15% off at burrow.com/acast. burrow.com/acast.
Number 5, Deadpool. As hard as it may be to believe, given the ridiculous success of Ryan Reynolds' now most famous on-screen turn, there was once a time when Fox simply had no clue what they were doing with everyone's favourite merc with a mouth. Now, the early signs were admittedly positive, with Reynolds first quipping onto the scene in a memorable early X-Men Origins Wolverine sequence. Then, someone thought it would be a brilliant idea to sew Wade Wilson's glorious mouth shut and have lasers shoot out of his eyes. Thankfully, 7 years on from that damp squib of a Wade, Reynolds was able to give the character he held dear the cinematic outing he was looking for, equipped with more gruesome violence and meta fourth wall breaking than you can shake a Hugh Jackman face mask at. Not content with that, Deadpool's sequel continued in the same vein as its predecessor, setting up an MCU arrival later down the line which will no doubt pump some much-needed rated R fuel into the Marvel mix. Number 4, Sabretooth, X-Men Origins Wolverine. Speaking of X-Men Origins Wolverine, it may be a feature often derided by many, but it didn't screw up absolutely everything it touched, actually. In fact, one character in particular was given a much bigger platform to strut their stuff, and some would say they ran away with the whole flick, which admittedly might not be saying much. Though you could argue that the version of Sabretooth we saw first maraud into the X-Men universe back in 2000, played by Tyler Mane, looked much closer to the comic book iteration of the character. Liev Schreiber's merciless turn as the half-brother of Hugh Jackman's Wolverine took the mutant to new heights in the eventual 2009 dud. Gone were the uninspired roars and paint-by-numbers top henchman attitude. In their place was a character equipped with the same level of unbridled ferocity, but with a more understandable and intriguing relationship with a brother he clearly loved, but was in constant, sometimes brutal, competition with all the same. With the MCU's multiverse now officially blasted wide open, would it be too much to ask for a second round of Schreiber's Sabretooth goodness? Number 3, Darth Vader / Anakin Skywalker, Rogue One. Now, no one in their right mind is saying that Darth Vader was a flop upon arrival. The character instantly became a piece of cinema legend in the wake of his scene-stealing Star Wars appearance. However, those celebrating the original trilogy run of the Jedi-turned-Sith Lord will also gladly admit that the Vader aura that caused them to immediately sit up in their seats back in the day was rather catastrophically damaged by a certain prequel set of features. Said first three episodes weren't without their high points for Anakin Skywalker, with his conflicted feelings about leaving his mother as a child, and savage slaughtering of younglings in the Jedi Temple adding more visual and emotional layers to the future masked icon. But this was also the same lad who just couldn't stand sand and spent most of his screen time spitting his dummy out. Luckily, any memories of the young bratty Skywalker were eventually banished by Gareth Edwards' Rogue One, a feature which depicted the savage Sith in all his menacing glory. From intimidating his allies to slashing rebels with exceptional ease, he may not have been on screen long, but his minutes were used wisely in the end. Number 2, Hawkeye, Avengers Age of Ultron. It's rather balmy to note that Jeremy Renner's Hawkeye was once arguably the least favourite player in the OG field of Avengers. Fast forward nearly a decade and a generally cherished Clint Barton is now on the cusp of his own Disney Plus series. As we've noted, it wasn't always this way though. The Barton that turned out for Thor and Avengers Assemble was mostly an afterthought, used more for the occasional fun trick shot and odd one-liner than anything else. By the time Age of Ultron came around, however, Joss Whedon seemed hell-bent on making us give a toss about Earth's least mightiest Avenger. Taking us to Hawkeye's safe house as the team cooled off from Ultron getting the better of the Avengers, we're introduced to his unexpected family and see the cold assassin in a more human light. This, coupled with his rousing speech to Wanda Maximoff as she battled with the anxiety brought on by battling an army of robots, helped turn Barton into a more respected and detailed commodity seemingly overnight. Number 1, Rick Flagg, The Suicide Squad. Away from absolutely luxuriating in a more vibrant and deliciously violent playground this time around, James Gunn's quasi-sequel to David Ayer's Limp Suicide Squad's most inspired decision was to largely just forget the feature that came before it. Though the likes of Harley Quinn and Amanda Waller were retained for this second coming of Task Force X, Gunn ultimately opted to flesh out these personalities in a way he saw fit. And in the case of one returning character in particular, this resulted in some much-needed TLC. The Rick Flagg who popped up in the drab 2016 squad is pretty much unrecognizable when held up to his 2021 counterpart. Instead of the vanilla, overly serious special ops colonel that quickly left most people's minds upon finishing that dreary flick, Flagg is given a new comedic and light-hearted lease on life in The Suicide Squad. Joel Kinnaman has even gone on record to admit that this version of Flagg is much more idealistic and less cynical. All of these elements help inform his character's deeply engrossing arc in the critically acclaimed DC film, and allowed audiences to finally invest in one of the faces they once couldn't have cared less about.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hold up.
What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.